Call this meeting of the Lincoln County Board of Commissioners to order. This is Wednesday evening. It's immediately following our joint work session with the City of Newport City Council. First item on the agenda is to establish a quorum. We have two commissioners present. Commissioner Hall is excused this evening. Next item is the adoption of the consent calendar. These are items of a routine nature or items that have come before us before. Is there any item you wish to comment on, Commissioner? Otherwise, I'll entertain a motion for approval.
No. The answer is no, I'll make the motion.
And I'll second it. All those in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Next item on the agenda is a discussion action item for consideration of a five-year local option tax for enhanced public safety services to be presented by Sheriff Landers. It was an item that came before the board last week on Valentine's Day. And I don't know if there's any additional information the sheriff would like to share at this time.
Well,
or Council Belmont.
Yeah, Commissioner Diane, Kirk Landers, Lincoln County Sheriff. We did bring this up last week for consideration. This week, on your behalf, I know Council Belmont has some update on the compression.
I do. I don't know if I brought my numbers with me. Did you write those down? We did explore with the county assessor that we were concerned a little bit about what this would do to impact collection of rates or maybe have impact on other local option taxes that are out there through what's known as Measure 5 compression. And so we, it was great. The assessor put together a spreadsheet. We did an analysis of that. I brought notes on it. I'm going to let the sheriff talk about the numbers. What it ended up being is there would potentially be, and this is an estimate, and I need to qualify the estimate. The estimate is based on values established at this time, 2017. If values increase, which the trending the assessor told us the values are increasing, they tend to increase, that lowers the availability of compression to reduce the taxes to the taxing districts. And so we're just basing it on the 2017 values. And he did an analysis, and there will be some impact upon this levy if it is approved, meaning that there would be some money less collected than what would be actually levied. Because if you hit that cap, the $10 cap, then the state goes through this process of compression. There are two small districts that have local option taxes that would also see very, very minor impacts, again, if that value stays as it is in 2017, which is likely not to do. And, Sheriff, what were the numbers again?
So the small districts, I think it was Library District was one, and Assessor Davidson indicated that they're already subject to compression, so there wouldn't be any effect there. The other one was the North Lincoln Fire District, and worst-case scenario for that was $2,000 less for the year. Worst-case for the public safety local option tax would be estimated at $82,107 at worst-case scenario that we would take in less that we'd have to adjust our budget for.
And recalling that we're looking at the levy producing about $3.6 million, so that's $80,000 less than that.
And again, that's our own
determination.
Our own district.
Right.
Yeah. So it's not affecting other districts. So
correct.
Very minor impact, you said, on the library district?
Yeah, because the way he explained it, they're already subject to compression now, and so there would really be no.
Oh, so they wouldn't see
something in it. It was something kind of like $292 or something.
So. Yeah, that's
all right. Any other information, questions, Commissioner?
No, it's fine. I think it's one of those things that need to go out to the vote of the people. So,
I was just going to say, as I said last week, what I find attractive about this is, number one, it will put more control on the highways. More importantly, I think, also develop some programs to, again, as we talked about earlier in the work session, change the behavior of some of the inmates, or hopefully as many of the inmates as possible, which gives them an opportunity to be more successful after they're released. So I think that's a real positive.
Commissioners, if I might note, just for the record, and Commissioner Hall, when he found out he wasn't going to be able to be here tonight, sent me an email, and I should have printed it, which I didn't do. The gist of it is that he supports this measure going out to the voters, letting the voters decide it. I'm gonna, if you give me a minute while you have further discussion, I'll try and find the actual wording and we can put that in the record. Or with your permission, I'll just make sure that a copy of that email, that information goes into the record and give it to Christine.
Well, I'll give you a second to try to find it.
Okay, hold on. I'm sorry. I didn't print a copy of it.
I think you're right. I can just touch more on what you were saying.
The sheriff give us some more details on what actually the levy will do, and hopefully Wayne can find Bill's comments.
And as I mentioned last time, but I think it's a very good message to put out there, that it comes with the prevention component, the enforcement component, the safety component, the programming component, and I think that you need that package to actually change what we're doing. You can't just throw out an enforcement component and expect it to solve the problem. I think that's what we learned, that you may see statistics go up on that. People may get arrested, but you're not actually fixing the problem that we're facing right now. We need to get to that root problem. As far as the programming, Lieutenant Russell can even touch on this more if needed, but the fact is that one inmate counselor, the number of individuals with mental illness in our jail is increasing. We need to address that. We need to move them out of the jail quicker. And I think he can, with one more person in there, definitely help with that. Also, having additional programming in there where we can actually, have someone that's organizing that for the jail. Right now, he's actually doing both. He's actually taking on the role of setting up the programming and also doing inmate counseling, which is a big job, but he needs more help to do that to actually fix the problem. He's just been banning some things right now.
Potentially make a big difference. Go ahead.
I did find this. This is from Commissioner Hall. He says, I regret that county business in the Valley prevents me from attending tonight's meeting. However, I would like it noted for the record that if I could be present this evening, I would be voting in favor of the proposal to place a law enforcement levy on the May ballot. I believe the comprehensive approach put forward by Sheriff Landers and his team can truly help move public safety and health in Lincoln County in a positive direction.
Okay. We have that for the record. Any other comments from you, Sheriff?
No, not unless you have any further questions about it.
No. I do not. Again, I think certainly many positive aspects and opportunity for the voters to decide whether or not they're going to support it.
So absolutely.
With that, I'll entertain a motion.
I make a motion to pass the tax levy.
Okay. I'll second it. And again, for the record, this is a 5-year local option tax for enhanced public safety services. And it's been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Maybe, Commissioner, just a note for the record so it's clear. What you have in front of you is an order which would call for the election on May 15th, and that's the next available election. I've prepared a notice of measure election, which is the legally required language with the assistance of the Sheriff's Office here. Includes a caption question summary and then an explanatory statement that we'll submit to the clerk. The order allows me to make, normally when we do these things, I submit it to the clerk, he reviews it, we always jawbone back a little bit, make sure we got the correct word counts on these things, and so it allows me to make minor adjustments in either the notice of measure election or in the explanatory statement if necessary to get it on the ballot, and I will file the necessary documents that go with this. There's a form that's required in SEL 810. And that will get to the sheriff by Friday, and this will then be placed on the ballot.
To the clerk.
The clerk. Because the sheriff's already seen it.
Is that equivalent of all the fine print that you read?
It's all the stuff you usually see when you see a ballot measure. It's a very simple ballot measure. Yeah. It states it in very simple terms. Yes or no vote.
So we are approving an order calling for an election on May 15, 2018 to refer a proposed 5-year local option tax levy to the voters of Lincoln County.
Correct.
It's been moved and seconded. Yeah. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. That motion carries.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you. Good luck. All right, next item on our agenda would be commissioner reports.
Actually, I gave my report on the TMEC site, which has been a phenomenal thing that I've been working on.
Well, and I'll just echo some comments. I didn't get a chance to say this at the joint session, but as you know, this is a research site, and I think it's a great example, too, of the commercial fishermen working with the university and PMET to develop the site. So
I think
kudos to the commercial
I think it's that Oregon State University has put its right foot forward in this, worked hand in hand ever since the wave energy thing started. And
it's going to be exciting to see something actually go in the water, because it's been, what, 5 years now, 6 years?
I was a brand new commissioner, I think, when the site was selected, so that was about 5.5 years ago. All right, and I'll just remark that we're still waiting for the governor to finalize the appointments to the Maritime Task Force that was approved by the legislature last year. Hopefully that will happen, and I expect to be appointed as a representative from the governor's state workforce investment board. So,
do you know if you'll be chair or will that be picked? How does that work?
I do not know the answer to either of those questions. I don't know if I'll be chair. I know there has been some interest in my being chair or co-chair because of my convening of the Maritime Sector Committee, but I'm not sure how that will evolve. All right. Any constituent input? Opportunity to address the commissioners on any item? Seeing nobody come forward, the next meeting of the Board of Commissioners will be on Wednesday, February 28th at 9:30 a.m. in the Board of Commissioners room in the Lincoln County Courthouse. And with that, we are adjourned.